Well, here I've got a scenario, Jimmy.
All right.
Here's my scenario.
Well, here we go.
Right? Taylor Swift, she's being accused of all this witchcraft and stuff, right? Because when she shows up to the Chiefs game, they win. When she's not there, they lose.
They're not winning.
So maybe something happens with the plane. She can't make it out of Kansas City.
Oh.
She doesn't make it to the game. She's a no-show, and the Chiefs lose.
Well, I mean, as Packer fans, we want the Chiefs to lose anyway.
Yes, yes.
But, okay, all right.
All right.
Now, this wouldn't be like a major problem with the plane. It'd be a little thing, like it's delayed or
like
something.
Whatever just makes it like not be able to take off. Like they don't have enough hamburgers or something.
There you go. Right.
Not enough hamburgers with Swanson or whatever.
That is a tragedy.
844-967-2789. What is your perfect scenario for the Simone Biles and
Jonathan
Taylor Swift. Spit it out.
How did I blank Taylor's name? All right. We're going to recover. We're going to talk to Rob from Whitekirk. It's Max Inc. Radio. Hey, push play, Jimmy K. There you go.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products and helping make the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe at Ethical Trade Co. And when you purchase fair trade products, you also support each artist's economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5 at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network and welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight. We got Corey Hart live in the lair tonight at 9 o'clock.
Corey, I cannot. Matthew Hart.
Corey Matthew Hart.
Don't drop the Matthew.
Is the Matthew?
Yes.
It's important.
I am sorry, Corey. Corey Matthew Hart live.
Otherwise, it's like he's wearing sunglasses at night,
which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. All right. So, thank you very much for letting me know that before I screwed it up.
Matthew with one T though too. So
right.
Yeah.
I got that part down.
There's many layers to this fella.
Okay. Oh wow. Hey, Jimmy, our next guest is here, Rob, from Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Weikert Realtors Lake Point is one of our sponsors, and actually I'm a real estate agent over at Weikert Realtors Lake Point.
Full disclosure.
How did
Full
I
disclosure,
not know that about
right? You know, we're real estate agents. We have to disclose that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And Rob Duly is noted. Here. Rob, how you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great
Welcome
to see you, Rob.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
So, wait, hold on. Before we get going, what is your ultimate thing that could happen tomorrow night at the Packer game between Taylor Swift and Simone Biles?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
It sure is.
You know, I wish I had my 10-year-old daughter here to answer that question more appropriately or correctly. So I'm going to pass.
do you like the, I mean, a lot of people don't like the extracurricular, just give me the football, nothing else, you know?
Well, I think it adds another dimension. I think that it's interesting how Taylor Swift is bridging the gap between little girls in football, or any people who like Taylor Swift, and I don't know exactly the demographic, but I can only imagine. So it's maybe a good thing to expand the interest in football and maybe bring families together to watch games together as well.
I know my daughter wanted to go up to the game tomorrow.
I'll bet she did.
You know, any opportunity to cross streams with things to promote your brand, that's what it's all about, right?
Yep. She's pretty genius. They've really worked this up, so I think it's good. It's bringing it out to, I mean, I can't even believe, you know, the amount of Taylor Swift fans who are bringing up, like, football stuff, and it impacts them. Like, yeah, you ready to join a fantasy football league now?
Maybe Weikert Realtor is out to get Taylor Swift to come over and sell some real estate. How about that, huh?
That'd be great. So, yeah, I'll probably draft her next year in my fantasy football draft, just to see.
Perfect. Awesome.
Now, Weikert Realtors Lake Point is also, as announced, there's a new office up in Baraboo. Tell us about the Baraboo office, Rob.
Yeah, well, the Weikert Realtors Great Day office has already been established. It's a pretty well-established real estate office in Baraboo, but we recently decided to partner with them and really collaborate more than we ever had. I'm the broker and the owner at the Madison office, Weikert Realtors Lake Point. And then we've got some partners up in Baraboo at the Great Day office, but we've decided to kind of collaborate, partner, and kind of close the gap between Baraboo and Madison. There's a lot of nice space in between Poinette, Portage, Lodi.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, exactly. You know, eventually I would like to sell the K Ranch on Madison's north side and move in. Like, I want to like get in that southern Columbia County area, like the Poinette, Arlington, Baraboo is also very nice, Sauk County. How are you going about kind of bridging that gap? Are you just like kind of getting people in there that know the area?
Yeah, we like I said, we've got the Baraboo office is already pretty well established, and they've got a really great brand all the way up in Baraboo. And my role is really just to kind of bring the two offices together. You know, any kind of events we have, we try and bring people from Madison up to Baraboo, Baraboo down to Madison, and then really, like I said, you know, just incorporate whatever we're doing into a larger, you know, pool of people and agents.
There's some nice properties too in the Baraboo area. I mean, that can you know, come and go or whatever, but there's some nice places up there for a good value.
Well, and I think that area is just, you know, obviously Devil's Lake is gorgeous. There's there's a lot going on in that area. We're involved in some things that may be kind of developing over the next couple of years, so that's really exciting. And then the whole area, really honestly, between Baraboo and Madison is just a really just great area. You know, any of those towns we talked about, whether it's Sauk City or Lodi or, you know, Portage has, you know, some really nice rural properties as well as, you know, some downtown stuff as well.
And it seems like the outlying areas from Madison are where people are gravitating to these days, because it's harder to get properties inside of Madison.
Plus, I just got my City of Madison tax bill today in the mail.
He's saying that with a smile on his face. What is wrong with this guy?
Wow.
He's already thinking about moving.
That's why he's smiling.
Rob, tell us about Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Now, that's over on Atwood Avenue, and there's always all kinds of stuff happening at the Madison office.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood. I'm an Atwood resident, and that's why, you know, when we opened the office a number of years back, I was really excited to be part of the community in a way that I hadn't been previously. You know, we've got a great space. We've got a art gallery within our office.
Love that.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've got five different local artists that are featured in there right now, and we usually try and switch it over a little bit. Kat Capolero, who's a friend of the station, I think, has been around.
VO5,
yep. She's one of the featured artists. And then, like I said, we do different gallery nights, not just with the Momoka Gallery Night, but sometimes we do just independent things. We try and be involved with the community. You know, Thanksgiving, we had a food drive that we donated food to the Goodman Center. You know, the Madison Reading Project is happening right now, and that's a book drive to help, you know, kids or get presents for kids and, you know, gifts for, you know, kids to continue reading. So.
And then you're also involved with St. Vinny's on Willie Street?
Well, no, you know, I really just wanted to give a shout out to St. Vinny's.
Oh, shout out, okay.
On Willie, because, you know, as part of the, you know, the advocation of reading and what we're doing with the Madison Reading Project, we love it. I just want to say how much I love the St. Vinny's on Willie Street and what they have over there for books. You know, they've got it so well organized.
So many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like a library. You know, yeah. You can go in there, you can look to see if you want fiction or nonfiction, or, you know, in the case of my kids, you know, I've got a 10-year-old, a 14-year-old. We've always gone in and been able to find books and that, you know, that were good for them. There's trilogies, there's books that are, you know, all really well organized. So if you're looking for a specific book, there's a chance you can find it and you don't have to dig around. You can really go in. It's alphabetized. You've got young readers. You've got, you know, different, you know, kinds of, you know, areas within that. And it's just an amazing community resource that I love. And I just, you know, want to just tell people how cool it is.
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my son Dash is a really strong reader. You know, he you know, it's hard when you don't have any way to discipline a kid except for taking his Kindle away. You know, you know, like, don't make me take that away from you.
So. He has another one hidden somewhere. Yeah. All kids do, you know. We got Rob here from Weikert Realtors, weikert-lakepoint.com. What's the website for the Baraboo office?
That is, I think it's just greatdaybrokers.com.
Okay.
It was there before Weikert Realtors got involved, similar to Lake Point. You know, Lake Point was an independent, Great Day was an independent, and we both affiliated with Weikert, so.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to do something for the Madison Reading Project, where could they go for information on that?
I believe that would be, you know, I should know the actual URL, but it's, you know, pretty much Madison Reading Project.
Okay.
Googleable.
All right.
Or you can come over to our office. We've got a donation place that we, you know, we're taking donations. And then, you know, they just had the big reading van over. So it was pretty cool.
The bookmobile? I loved the bookmobile when I was a kid.
Well, the bookmobile is fabulous. Yeah. But this is more just like a Madison Reading Project van that's painted.
Oh, sweet.
And it, you know, they go around and
they
pick up books.
Oh, I've seen that driving around town.
That's awesome.
Mobile advertising works, people.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Give the address of your office, because the artwork is awesome, and you guys are always willing to talk shop about real estate. Got a lot of helpful people down there. What's the address, and how else can people connect with y'all?
Sure, yeah. Our office for the Lake Point office is on Atwood Avenue. It's 2045 Atwood Avenue, suite number 105. We're in between Barley Pop and Anytime Fitness, for those of you who know that neighborhood. And yeah, we're there, you know, pretty much whenever you might need to stop by. We've got good clean bathrooms.
Nice. Yes.
Well, you know, that's the thing when we have Atwood Fest. I mean, I really let people know it's air conditioned. We've got
really
2045 Atwood Avenue. Okay, 2045
Atwood Avenue. Yeah.
Real toilet paper.
Yeah, well, and you know, we've got ice cold water. You know,
we have
art, and you know, in the bathroom there's books to read because it's collecting books for the reading project.
There might even be a nice refreshment as well.
No. Yeah,
exactly. We've got adult and non-adult beverages usually available.
That's great. You're going to have every Uber driver stopping by your stop pretty soon. Hey, Rob, thank you so much for stopping by tonight. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your support from Weikert Realtors and the Baraboo office. Weikert, Good Day.
Weikert
Good Day.
Great Day.
Great Day. Great thank day. You.
It's better than good.
It's a great day.
It's a great day
to be in Baraboo.
Love it.
And yeah, we're right downtown near the square in Baraboo. And you know, it's Baraboo's such a nice community.
Yeah,
we love it up there. You know, that little square is so great, and we just really are having a great time.
Max FM, a civic media station, is up there too. We love them. Rob, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
Let's do some music here from Evan Riley Band. This song is called Down. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.